Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Welcome everyone to the latest episode of the Ogletree Global Solutions Series. My name is Justin Tarker. I'm an off-counsel based in London, and I specialize in employment and data privacy law. Today, I'm presenting the podcast with my colleague, Stephen.
Yes, my name is Stephen Riga. I am an off-counsel in the Indianapolis office, and I focus my practice on employee benefits and data privacy issues.
Today's podcast is about vaccinations and data privacy compliance. And our plan is to explore the data privacy issues involved when implementing vaccinations or collecting information about who has been vaccinated or other connected information to that. We're also going to discuss approaches to generally healthcare, both within and outside of the US and employer involved in healthcare. By the end of this, we aim for you to just have some key points in mind and to keep in mind if you're thinking of implementing a vaccination program or collecting information relating to which employees have been vaccinated. And I think it's probably best for us to start in the US, where I think I can safely say there's more of an established culture of employer involvement in medical care. Would you say that's accurate, Stephen?
Absolutely, Justin. The answer is that employers are uniquely involved in the United States in the provision of medical care benefits, specifically oriented towards the provision of insurance, either self-insured or through contracts with health insurance companies. And they also work in conjunction with those programs often to find solutions to reduce the total cost of medical care and plans for their organization, which leads to a variety of programs oriented towards improving general health of employees. And these wellness programs often include things like vaccination programs. So there is a quite established process for employers in the United States to not only be involved for purposes of making sure that people have funds to pay for medical coverage and medical care, but then also oriented towards the provision of care through the employment space, through things like vaccination programs. So prior to COVID, things like the use of flu shots and the introduction of flu vaccinations is often a wellness initiative that was introduced by employers in the workplace in an attempt to improve the total well-being and reduce absenteeism in conjunction with health issues.
Interesting. And that's, I would say, completely opposite to what the practices for employers in the UK, where I'm based. So just a quick question on that. In the provision of that health or that medical care, is it common for employers to enlist separate healthcare professionals to, if you're doing a vaccination, for them to administer vaccines and so on? I know, for example, in Brazil, that's sometimes a practice. How would it work in the US?
Yes. The answer is that it is not uncommon for employers to introduce medical professionals into the space for purposes of making sure that vaccinations are provided. The general rule is going to be that in that aspect, this is a medical professional's activity. You know, it's not that employer HR staff is going to be administering vaccines. That's not what we're talking about generally. What we're talking about here is that employers will often directly contract with healthcare professionals or with a company that is offering a basket of wellness programs, including vaccination programs, and they will work with those professionals to provide the services that they're aiming to provide in the workplace. And for vaccination purposes, that might take the form of contracting with a local hospital who brings out nurses who are trained to administer vaccinations, all the way up to there could be on-site clinics that are providing a wide variety of medical care, and vaccination is just part of the process.
Okay. Does that involvement extend to kind of compelling or mandating that employees have vaccinations? So in the UK, again, complete opposite to what the position is probably in the US, there's no power to compel employees to have vaccinations or mandate that they have vaccinations. And kind of circling back to what sparked the idea for this podcast in relation to COVID-19 vaccinations, we specifically have legislation which makes it clear that employees cannot be mandated to take vaccinations. In fact, we have legislation which prohibits it. And like I say, employers typically wouldn't be involved or even broach the subject with employees, apart from in very specific industries. So, for example, hospitals and so on. Does that ability to mandate exist in the US? Or
so the general statement, the short answer is that in the United States, employers can mandate vaccination for COVID. There are a number of caveats that we need to make sure we talk through in conjunction with that statement, though, because the answer is that, yes, you can require it, but it will require that in addition to allow it, or, saying you need to get vaccinated in order for you to engage in particular employment activities, and therefore we are going to require that you be vaccinated. You need to think through exactly what, accommodations that you're going to offer in conjunction with such a mandate, because there are legal requirements under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, or under protections related to religious practice and Title VII and things along those lines that basically put you in a position where you're going to need to make sure you have thought through and have a program in place for accommodation for those individuals who legitimately, under the analysis that you engage in, you conclude that have a right to receive accommodation under the law.
Let's turn to what data might be captured as part of if we're specifically looking at a vaccination program, what type of data might be captured. So obviously if an employer is implementing or collecting this type of information, the most basic thing they want to know is who has and who hasn't been vaccinated. That will have data privacy or raise data privacy issues, but maybe a bit more importantly than that is the kind of sensitive information that's typically collected in connection with that. So using the example where you have an employee who doesn't want to or can't be vaccinated, I imagine you would need, or that might involve obtaining information about their health condition, if that's the reason why they don't want to or can't be vaccinated, or their religion, if that's the basis. And then that brings us into the category of what, under any data privacy law in the US and outside, is sensitive information, which we obviously have to be more careful about how we handle.
So in contrast with the EU, where there's a general protection of personal information, and there's heightened protections for sensitive information, the answer in the United States is that you have to do an analysis of the type of information that's involved and the jurisdiction that you're operating in. At the federal level, the ADA imposes data protection requirements on the use and collection of information that is classed as medical information that is involved in an inquiry or examination that relates to a disability. In California, there is a general protections for residents of California under the CCPA that includes the collection of information such as medical information or in an individual's religion for purposes of saying that you have certain obligations when you have that information or use that information. So under the U.S. laws here, the confidentiality obligation, there has been guidance recently issued in December. It specifically says that the statement that someone has or has not been vaccinated does not reach the level of being a medical inquiry in and of itself.
So that means it falls outside of the scope of the legislation you've mentioned.
Yeah, it falls outside of the ADA. But as you mentioned, there's going to be the collection of information oftentimes in these programs to the extent that there's information collected in order to determine what accommodation is legitimate and necessary. And if that is based on a person's underlying medical conditions and a statement that, for example, I'm immune compromised and therefore cannot receive the vaccine, the answer is that information that I'm immune compromised, that is going to be in a medical inquiry. That is going to be subject to ADA protections.
So are there any other data privacy compliance obligations that are triggered in connection with vaccinations in the U.S.?
There can be. So, and the question really is going to break down depending on the exact process in which the vaccination is administered and what you're exactly attempting to accomplish in conjunction with the program that you're running. So if the answer is you're simply collecting an individual's vaccination or lack thereof in conjunction with your employment activities, then the ADA is going to be the controlling law. In contrast, if you're doing a wellness program and providing vaccinations on site, or in addition, if you've got a program in which you are providing forms of incentives to individuals to get vaccinated, we're going to be entering a space where you're actually providing vaccinations or providing medical care or providing reimbursement for medical care. This is going to carry you over into the space in which the vaccination program is essentially going to be an ERISA program. And as an ERISA plan, it is subject to a variety of legal requirements that I'm not going to deal with in depth because they're not really data privacy issues. This is another area of law which sets out a lot of different legal requirements for the operation administration of your health plans. As it relates to data privacy, however, there health plans that employers sponsor are subject to HIPAA, which is a set of privacy and security obligations that sit with medical professionals and the methods for payment, including health plans, that are used in order to make sure that individuals are reimbursed for the medical expenses that they incur. And HIPAA is going to say that you need to protect this information. And to the extent that the information is then sought by an employer, the answer is going to be you need to have a HIPAA-compliant authorization executed in order for that information to be released by the health plan to the company as an employer for its employment functions. In addition, if you've got healthcare professionals coming in that you're contracting with, they may independently be subject to HIPAA compliance as a healthcare provider, and that could put them in the situation of needing that authorization in a method that complies with their policies and procedures under HIPAA in order to capture the necessary information in order to release that information back to the company.
I think it's worth us just talking about more generally. So assuming you've triggered data privacy compliance and the information you're collecting in connection with a vaccination program. It's probably worth us just talking a bit about more general data privacy principles that need to be complied with both in the US and outside of the US, in Europe and elsewhere. I suppose the first point is, as part of any collection of that data, you're going to need employee consent in some way, shape, or form. So while consent is needed in practice, you shouldn't rely solely on that ground, as I've mentioned. And also remember, both outside and within the US, there's a need to comply with the principle of informed consent, and also a need, and this is a step to take before you implement any vaccination program or before you start collecting health-related data, a need to assess what data protection risks may exist.
Right. The reality is that in the United States and elsewhere, the information that you're going to collect in conjunction with a vaccination program is generally going to qualify as being sensitive information and subject to some level of heightened protection. Whether you're talking about an obligation to protect, you know, any personal information that relates to an employee who's a California resident in conjunction with providing adequate notice to make sure that they understand how that information is being collected and used, to ADA obligations under for confidentiality in conjunction with medical information that you collect in conjunction with, you know, arguments that you need to accommodate an individual because they can't receive vaccination if you're implementing some sort of requirement to be vaccinated, to the EU, where essentially the involvement of employers in this space is going to be suspect. And you're going to need to essentially think very carefully before you engage in any activity that's related to vaccination and make sure your compliance I's are dotted and T's crossed. The reality is that you're going to need to address exactly how this information is going to be used, how it's going to be flowed, how it's going to be stored, and make sure that that process is thought through and established with good controls in place and significant and adequate protections to make sure that the information isn't improperly accessed or used.
Yeah, and remember, if there's one word you're going to take away from what we're saying, is just remember to be transparent with employees or your staff, explaining why the information is being collected, who will see it, and how it will be used.
In conclusion, the reality is you need to think through not just how the information is going to be used and collected, think through exactly how you're going to structure your vaccination program to the extent that as an employer, you are going to actually be engaged and involved in use of the information related to vaccination, and potentially, certainly in the United States in particular, the provision of vaccinations in the workplace through wellness programs or on-site clinics or things along those lines. The reality is you have to also think through just exactly what jurisdictions you're operating in and what is the legal compliance framework that you have in that particular space. You must be aware of the particular laws that govern and make sure that you tailor in the jurisdictions in which you're operating and trying to do these vaccination programs. Tailor that program to the legal constraints that are imposed upon your organization for that particular jurisdiction. And I think if you take anything else away from this, I think the main thing you want to be taking away is there's an incredible diversity of approaches in conjunction with vaccination programs because of the fundamental differences in different countries in the way that medical care is provided and paid for. And so it is incumbent on you as the employer who wishes to be involved in a vaccination program to make sure you figure out exactly what space you're operating and operate accordingly. And with that, we conclude today's podcast. Justin and I would like to thank you for your time.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.